2 weeks out from the start of the Football World Cup in Russia, and the former head of the country's anti-doping laboratory has revealed that at least one of Russia's squad members is a drug cheat. In 2016, Dr. Grigory Rodchenkov blew the whistle on Russia's state-sanctioned doping program, which led to the national team being banned from this year's Winter Olympics. Overnight, Dr. Rodchenkov told a conference in London that Russia can't guarantee its team is clean, that one of the country's most senior politicians ordered him to make sure footballers weren't exposed as drug cheats. Our Europe correspondent Steve Kinnane was there for AM.
Wearing a balaclava and speaking via video link from an undisclosed location, Dr. Grigory Rodchenkov told the Sports, Politics and Integrity Conference that in his time as chief of Russia's anti-doping laboratory, 34 footballers were part of the country's doping program. He told the conference that at least one member of Russia's World Cup squad was part of that group of 34 footballers who were drug cheats.
The others are, especially compared to 2014 previous edition, are very much new for me.
Dr. Rodchenkov fears for his life after blowing the whistle on the doping program that involved over 1,000 Russian athletes. He now lives in witness protection in the US. He poses a problem for the Kremlin because he names names. And at the conference, he said he'd been given orders by the then sports minister, Dmitry Mutko, to cover up evidence of footballers using performance-enhancing drugs. Dmitry Mutko is now a deputy prime minister of Russia. He was banned from the Olympics for life for his role in the doping scandal and was running Russia's World Cup until late last year.
Mutko, as my boss and senior person boss in Russian football, told me, don't touch football players. If you have any problems, immediately report to me.
Australian businessman Jamie Fuller organised the conference as part of the launch of the Foundation for Sports Integrity. He says it's clear that Vitaly Mutko, the man who led the Russian World Cup bid, was involved in covering up the doping of Russian footballers.
What he did, he gave clear, implicit instructions to Grigory Rodchenkov that any Russian national footballers that tested positive were to be wiped, their results wiped, and were to be reported as negative.
So given when you hear things like that, what do you think about the legitimacy of Russia having this World Cup?
Well, obviously it calls into question hugely the fact that Russia have got the World Cup in the first instance. But let's also not forget that Mr. Rodchenkov was shown a list of the 23 players in the current Russia squad for the World Cup that kicks off in 2 weeks. And he said he was able to identify one person on that squad that had previously benefited from having their positive drug test covered up. And unfortunately, because Dr. Rodchenkov is working with law enforcement and because he's also got some other legal issues pending, he's unable to disclose to us exactly who that player is.
But he's given information to FIFA about those 23 players. Should FIFA have done more to make sure that those players were wiped out?
The IOC have been through a process where they've been backwards and forwards with questions and re-questioning over certain issues. FIFA, on the other hand, asked a series of questions, received some responses, and then discontinued any more dialogue.
That's Australian businessman Jamie Fuller speaking to our Europe correspondent Steve Kinnane.